Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for mouthing off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Tonight, we're going to give a shout out to one of your favorite players in the world from the Washington Capitals in the heart of Washington, D.C.
Alex Ovechkin, the...
He broke Wayne Gretzky. Oh, my goodness gracious. It was, you got to be a happy boy.
It was an incredible moment. He scored from his office, which was the perfect way for him to break that record. Wayne Gretzky was in the house. They said that they were only going to spend about 8 minutes celebrating the achievement, and that did not hold up. I feel like it lasted about 25 minutes. They had to restart the game afterwards, so there was a long pause in the game, but well-deserved for a guy who nobody ever thought that record would be broken. And
hey, did you hear what Wayne Gretzky told the owner of the Capitals?
Yeah, that he got a Rolls Royce when he...
Rolls Royce. hey, you got to go some, man. I'm the king of hockey. Gave me a Rolls Royce. What you going to do for him breaking my record?
Well, I will say this, the owner of the Capitals, I'm certain, is going to take great care of Alex Ovechkin, as he always has. Ted Leonsis is a great owner in Washington. We're all hoping, Washington fans, that he will end up owning, if not only the Nationals, eventually also the Redskins. And that's his plan, is to own all of the teams in Washington. And good luck to him, because he is a great owner. But we're talking hockey, Eddie. You get me going. Yeah, I'll talk about it all show.
Let's finish the hockey statement. You know, Gretzky scored 894 goals in 1,487 games.
Yes.
You know, Alex beat his record 895 in 1,487 games. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Hey, we're going to talk about the NBA, MLB, NFL. We'll keep talking hockey, WWE, and Jabronis of the Week. But right now, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
They raise the trophy. Florida Gators are your national champions, my friend.
And if you want to be a national champion and a national hero, go to odark30.com. You may not be a national champion. You may not be a national hero, but you'll look like one. Where tactical meets practical, Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And I'm not going to lie. They tell me you're not a national champion. You're not a national hero. And I say, prove me wrong. You look at my gear and tell me that I'm not. And up to this point, nobody's proven me wrong. Odark30.com.
Yeah, just remember this. We're stars, Jeffrey. We're stars.
Yes, sir. The this was one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen in the second half. The first half, Houston came out and they were playing dominating defense. And to be perfectly honest with you, I thought that the referees were leaning their way quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And so Houston got out to a big lead and double-digit lead and go into the second half. And the Florida Gators finally started to get some calls and they were able to hit shots when they needed to. And this game hinged on the final possession of this game. And it showed Houston was a good team that got to the championship, but they were not closers because they had an opportunity to win this game or tie it, plenty of time, and it was terrible the last possession of the game.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about defense, Jeff, they held Clayton, who's the star point guard for Florida Gators, you know, for 32 minutes without a basket. That's unheard of. But boy, when he woke up, KD barred the door. He woke up, and that was it.
They're comparing this kid to Steph Curry, which is an insane thing.
Yeah, he's pretty close, man.
I wonder, you know, I don't think Steph Curry was thought of as Steph Curry when he came into the league. So these comparisons always disappoint, but he looks like he's going to be a good player. I'd take him any day of the week.
Well, let me tell you, he's a great floor general. He knows how to pass that ball.
Yeah.
He sets things up and he's not a selfish ball player, which is a key. And when you're looking for a point guard, you want a guy who can dump and cut and throw it away and get it to your guys that can slam that ball. And It doesn't hurt that he can fire them threes from out front either.
He's a playmaker, man. He made some incredible plays. There was one play where he drove to the basket and got under it and turned around and put it in. And he's a stud. It was fun to watch him this entire tournament. I wasn't aware of him before this tournament started. I won't forget him now that it has. He'll definitely end up in the NBA barring anything crazy. And we'll get to watch him for a long time coming. It's funny because everybody was talking about how the Gators were getting calls.
Well, it was really Houston against Duke. Duke wasn't getting good calls. I mean, when you go down the stretch with Duke and Houston, when you look at that game, they shut down Duke. I mean, those guys didn't score but 2 points for 10 and a half minutes, the whole team.
Well, Houston being in this game was controversial anyway, because in their game against Duke, there was a foul called on Cooper Flagg in the end of the game on a free throw where Duke was still up. The foul was called. It clearly wasn't a foul. I don't know if they can use replay in college basketball on a play like that or not, but had they would have had to overturn that call. It was an absolute horrific call. John Shire's head exploded.
Coach,
unbelievable. There was some terrible officiating in this tournament, and a few times it led to losses to teams.
Yeah, but you know, some, you can't blame the referees when Duke just stunk to join up.
You got
to
be up by five.
10-point lead, and it, you know, the referees sucked. They really did. The whole Final Four, they sucked.
Houston is a great team. They're a defensive juggernaut. Yeah. So that being the case, but I mean, when you go back and you look at that call that changed the momentum of that game, and the kid gets two free throws, makes them both, and now Houston's up in that game.
It only takes one in a game like that to turn that momentum around, and boom, you're in trouble.
Walter Clayton hit a big three-pointer with 3:14 left on the clock that tied the game at 60-60, but the night belonged to Will Richard, Coach Todd Golden's first recruit at Florida. He scored a team high of 18 points.
Oh, that's cool. You know, when you think about it, he's, you know, as a coach, he's probably, and you know, Coach Golden's young.
Yeah.
He's the youngest coach ever to win a national championship. When you look at him, he's saying, oh my God, that's the first guy I recruited and signed. I mean, he's got to be a proud guy. I mean, he put together a good team. Gators got a good ball team. They really do.
Yeah, I'm in Florida, so there was a lot of Florida celebration going on. People really excited about it. I wasn't really aware of this team before nearing the end of the college basketball season, but they were pegged to be in the championship game. They lived up to that expectation and they won the championship. Congratulations to all you Florida Gator fans. They played the song One Shining Moment that's played after every national championship game for the last 38 tournaments. I didn't know that, Eddie.
Yeah. I mean, David Barrett wrote the song. I mean, it's really cool. And he wrote it, and CBS purchased the rights to it. And that was going to be for the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And instead of, you know, playing it at the Super Bowl, they ran out of time. They couldn't play it. And so he's had a heck of a run for 38 years.
Yeah, the checks keep coming. And he created that song in 86. He wrote the lyrics watching Larry Bird highlights. So I guess it was meant for basketball. Larry Bird was a phenomenal college basketball player. It should be called the Larry Bird song, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you're going to write a song, Larry Bird could show you how to write a song on a basketball court. He was that damn good. An Indiana boy, for God's sake.
French Lick.
What do you expect? They're born with a basketball.
The Hick from French Lick, great player, Boston Celtics legend. Eddie, let's jump back to the NHL for a minute because I want to talk a little bit more, because you quoted the fact that he scored that game, that goal to pass Wayne Gretzky in the same amount of games that it took Wayne Gretzky to get that record. It took Alex Ovechkin to break that record.
And Gretzky beat a legend, a hero of hockey, Gordie Howe.
Yeah. Well,
for that record. Can you imagine the heat that he got Gordie Howe's record?
Gordie Howe played hockey until he was 51. him having the scoring record needed to be taken from him. Don't get me wrong. I know Gordie Howe is a legend of hockey, and the Gordie Howe stories are so great. My favorite Gordie Howe story is that he crushed a 12er and moved his entire apartment and then went and played a game that same night after doing all of that. The guy was a true hockey player. He was a manly man that went out
there. Real man.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing about it, you know, it's kind of like wrestling. You know, they want to milk you till you can't walk anymore. All they look at, Gordon, can you skate? Yeah. Can you get out there on the ice? He go, yeah. He'd be 59. Oh, I can get there. I can get there. And he'd get that money. He didn't care. He'd just go take that money.
By the way,
it's like Hulk Hogan. It's kind of like Hulk Hogan getting back in the ring at, you know, at 70 something years old. Oh, you know, the guns are about half mask and everything else is not the same.
Yeah.
You know,
it's sad sometimes. The famed Gordie Howe
hat. These two we're talking about, Jeff? No. Those guys are in their prime and they left in their prime.
The famed Gordie Howe hat trick is a goal, a fight, and an assist. And that's gone down in history as being referred to as a Gordie Howe hat trick. And I myself have coined the phrase now an Ovi hat trick for Alex Ovechkin, which is a 5-on-5 goal, a power play goal, and an empty net goal, because he scored a lot of those. And it's funny because the game before, he needed one goal to win the record. And there was an empty net, and he wouldn't go out on the ice because he said, I don't want to break the record with an empty net goal. I'm not doing it, because they'll never stop talking about it. So he stayed on the bench and won it with a shot from his office, which was apropos. And congratulations, Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. Good luck going forward in the season.
Oh, without a doubt. Right, he deserved it.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Melvin, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The Toronto Blue Jays signed your boy that the Nationals slept on and let him sign $500 million deal. 14 years. I hope it's American money, not Canadian money.
I really do hope that this doesn't turn out to be a trend for my beloved Washington Nationals, because if you look back in history, Juan Soto wanted a $500 million contract, maybe a $600 million contract. And because the owners didn't want to sell the team, the owners were going to sell the team, they didn't want to put that kind of asset on the books, so they traded him away. And Juan Soto is a guy that left the franchise with a lot of class, but they could have had him in his prime for $600 million, which the Mets are looking at as quite a deal, because they ended up giving him $765 million. And my assumption is, based on how the Nationals treated this past offseason, they needed a guy at first base, and they went with Nathaniel Lowe, who played for the Rangers. They signed him on a short-term deal, and I'm positive in my thinking that their outlook was, we're going to go after Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in free agency. He was going to be a free agent this upcoming offseason, and pay him a ton of money to be our first baseman. And nobody thought he was going to sign in Toronto. And he now has signed a 14-year contract with the Toronto Blue Jays for $500 million. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and the Nationals kept low cash at first base.
I'm sure they'll end up spending money in the near future. By the way, the ownerships that said that they were going to sell the team so they couldn't have it on the books didn't sell the team and now still own the team. And they've just gotten out of the... It's such an interesting story with the Washington Nationals, how the Baltimore Orioles owner, Peter Angelos, said, you're not putting another team in Washington, D.C. because it's my market. The Baltimore Orioles are the team in Washington, D.C., which he was right. That's who they all rooted for, were the Baltimore Orioles, the closest team. And so to get him to agree to putting a franchise in Washington, D.C., he owned the television rights to the Washington Nationals, and he paid out a little bit, but it was on his network, Masson. And they just got done finally arbitrating that deal since the Washington Nationals had gotten to D.C. They knew they had to get out of that deal because the only thing that pays for baseball anymore is television contracts. And they finally did. So after 2026, they own their own rights. And it looks like there's a real good possibility Ted Leonsis, who I spoke about earlier, will end up owning the Nationals. But I hope this isn't a curse that we keep missing out on these young stars because of a curse.
Well, it's stupidity in the front office. You gotta grab guys when you can get them.
Yeah.
And you know, let me tell you a great guy that's with the Cubs right now that played with the Astros, a little home cooking on me, but that's okay. Kyle Tucker.
Yep.
He would be a great asset after this year for the Nationals to grab.
Yeah.
That guy's a good ball player, believe me.
Well, he's the one who he'd have to play first base for the Nationals because they do not need any outfielders.
Well, he's a hell of a lot better than the one you got.
The first baseman?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Kyle Tucker
low
would be
cash. He went low cash. He said it went well, he should have went, man, you in Washington, D.C., that's cash everywhere. And you went on low cash and you're gonna get, you know what you're gonna get? Low cash.
I think that the Nationals were expected to go after multiple guys. I think Pete Alonso was the guy everyone was talking about coming up to the end of free agency. They were stunned the Nationals didn't sign him, but he's a right-handed hitting first baseman, and the high strikeout, high home run volume, that is not a recipe for long-term success. So I just didn't think the Nationals saw him as the answer for them at first base. Vlad Guerrero Jr. obviously would have been a great answer. Kyle Tucker could potentially be a guy that moves to first base, but he won't be playing in the outfield in Washington, that's for sure. We're going to go over, actually, the free agents that are left.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing when you look at it.
Yeah. So Kyle Tucker, the guy you spoke about, will be a free agent after this season. And Bo Bichette, the shortstop for the Toronto Blue Jays, also will be a free agent. It's funny. They spent all this money on Vladimir Guerrero. You have to assume it was to talk Bo Bichette into signing an extension as well. Yeah, they've got a young core there that could be successful for a long time, and Bichette is definitely a part of that. So my assumption is they got this Vlad Guerrero Jr. contract done early so they could start negotiating with Bo Bichette and get it done. The next guy on the list is Pete Alonso again. He's going to opt out of his contract, assumingly, and go back into free agency and try to get paid. And I don't know that it'll end up significantly differently than it did for him last time.
Well, if he has a hell of a year, which he could, and he hits about 30 or 40 home runs, you know something? He'll get whatever he wants this time.
He did that last time. I mean, he's coming off multiple seasons. He was the
face. No, but you know what they did to him, Jeff? They killed him by backing right off of him. Everybody thought something was wrong with him when the Mets didn't step up to try to sign him. What they did is they grinded him to a halt, and they do that. As an athlete, they'll grind you where you don't get the money by just not saying anything. Well, all the teams started saying, there must be something wrong.
Well, what's wrong with him that's very apparent is that he's a righty, and he's a right-handed big bat, and that is not coveted at first base. You want a big lefty to stick in your lineup, and that's who you let strike out and hit home runs as left-handers, because I don't know why, to be perfectly honest with you. It just seems to be that they prefer the big lefties. Dylan Cease, a guy who has made a reputation for a long time now of being a stud starter, is going to be a free agent. He's with the Padres now. This is a guy that, a lot of teams that are building could use and bring in. He may stay with the Padres. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You know who ought to sign him?
Who?
The Yankees.
Well, they'll have the money to sign him for sure. So
all the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, listen, I could take all seven of these guys right now and say the Yankees should sign them, because there's a possibility the Yankees may sign them all. Zach Gallen, another pitcher for the D-backs, rode them to the World Series not too long ago, and stud pitcher. Great pitching free agency coming up with Dylan Cease, Zach Gallen, and Framber Valdez, the next guy on this list, coming into free agency. Framber Valdez is unheralded, but he actually catches more crap for how he had the pitching clock implemented, because he's the guy that would walk around the pitcher's mound for about 17 minutes in between every pitch. And they'd finally had enough of him, so they had implemented a pitch clock, and Framber Valdez now has to pitch like everybody else. So thanks, Framber. And Luis Arias, second baseman for the Padres, they signed him as a free agent, I believe. Or did he stick in San Diego? He was a free agent over this last offseason.
Padres are loaded with talent.
The San Diego Padres are a mystery, Eddie. It is such a bizarre thing that they have put together so many different teams with so much talent over such a long time, and it just never seems to work for them.
They just need to hire them a good, high-profile manager that can go in there and work with that great talent, because he knows how to win. That's who they need to hire.
Many managers have failed in San Diego before, and I look forward to them figuring something out, because it's a great place to go watch a baseball game at that stadium in San Diego. It's a very good fan base, And they deserve a World Series, Eddie. And so far, it has not happened for them. So maybe this will be their year. You know, we're getting into the baseball season. Things are starting to happen. One of the biggest surprises is those Atlanta Braves, Eddie. They can't win to save their lives. What's going on in Atlanta?
No, I don't know. They need to change the water up in Atlanta. You know, I knew when they built that new park, they were going to, it's going to be full of ghosts and bad luck. Well, and they should have stayed where they were, because that's where all the mojo happened. They took all, the Braves don't have any mojo.
They won a World Series in their new stadium.
Well, where's the mojo?
It's in Los Angeles with Freddie Freeman. That's where they made their biggest mistake. They said, oh, there's another first baseman out on the West Coast that's just as good as you and younger. We're going to let you go and we're going to sign him. And they've still been, the Braves have caught the injury bug worse than any team in all of Major League Baseball recently. But that being said, Spencer Strider.
Okay, I'm going to say this to you and all the fans listening. Always remember about Major League Baseball. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, they just getting warmed up. Hey, let them get their asses kicked a little bit and get humbled and go out and play baseball like they need to, because the Braves got good talent. They just need to step it up a little bit and play like a man, quit playing like a little girl with a dress on.
Well, their ace coming back to pitch for them will definitely help the situation. And
well, that's only one game a week. Well, we got to get better than
that. You'd be surprised at how much different one game a week matters. You could talk to teams all over Major League Baseball that don't have a true ace, and they're the ones that are drafting high next year in the draft.
Like the White Sox?
Yes. Any team that doesn't have a true ace is terrible. So once every five games is a lot in baseball. Hey, man, we'll be right.
See, I can't believe they're, you know, this is how stupid them people up in Chicago are. They're building a new stadium for the White Sox. Why?
They got a lot of fans. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Please. Mouthing Off All
Over the World. You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And I'm going to bring him in, Eddie, to the outside of the segment. And that is that we kept talking baseball when we went to break. And I feel like this has to be said on the air because it was so good. But we were talking about the Chicago White Sox and how if Eddie was their GM, he would bring in 9 guys. And I reminded him, you only have to bring in 8 because Robert is a very good player. But then I said, actually, I think he may be hurt and potentially out for the season. And what did you say, Eddie?
Well, it's easy to get hurt when you're losing all the time.
Oh, man, we lost another one. My ankle is bugging me. I'm not playing tomorrow.
The shower was too hot, man. I can't play. I got scalded, man. That's it, you know?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
You know, you got to go spend some money. You're making all that money with that TV deals and stuff in Chicago. If you got all them damn fans, how come they don't show up, Jeff?
I have no idea. Well, nobody shows up to watch a bad team, Eddie. That's just the reality of it. If your team, if you don't put a good product on the field, nobody's going to come. And I'm not talking about a World Series team. I'm talking about a team that you don't know on opening day is going to be the worst team in baseball. And for the last 2 years, the White Sox have known that they were going to be the worst team in Major League Baseball on opening day both times.
Can you imagine how, I couldn't imagine eating a 2-year-old hot dog. But you know they didn't sell any. Yeah. Nobody was there.
The White Sox, they should have fixed it in this offseason. Definitely made huge moves. They didn't. They're still going to be bad. And we'll see what happens in Chicago because they are not good. Hey, if you want to fix your problems, go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And I'm not promising you that it will fix all your problems, but it did for me. So odark30.com is the place to go.
You know, I heard the late breaking news.
What's that?
Machine Gun Kelly just got signed by the Chicago White Sox to keep their fans safe.
Yeah.
On the south side of Chicago.
Yeah. You need one.
Believe me.
I feel like any other location other than New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, that team moves, goes somewhere else and plays baseball somewhere where the ownership and management don't have their head so far up their keisters that.
Well, you know, it's sad because when you look at the Chicago White Sox, and if Major League Baseball needed an enema, they'd stick it in Chicago White Sox. That's how bad they are.
This ownership team is, in my opinion, a worse scandal than the Black Sox. I think what they're doing right now is worse than cheating.
Well, they all cheating. Well, I mean, they cheat every game, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know who's going to find out about cheating real quick?
Who?
And it's going to be, he's going to realize, I hope his father's teaching him that the NFL, that NFL stands for not for long league. Remember I mentioned Sanders needed to get out and show somebody something? Well, he must have not showed anybody anything because he fell like a rock, man. He's gone. I mean, he's not going to be in the first round. I told you he's not a first rounder. I heard from somebody that was in one of those meetings.
All right.
And they said that the Giants are not going to take him at number 3, period. The Titans are not going to take him at number 1.
No.
The Browns are not going to take him at 2. Okay, well, he's going to fall like Hey, he's going to go down. I'm telling you, second round. He's not going to go. He's going to make it, as they say, through the first round. He's not going to get picked, period.
Maybe the Falcons will take him. They had success with Sanders in the past. I believe.
And send Cousins to the Browns.
I believe that the discussions have begun on where Shador is going to play in the NFL, and most teams are saying it's not going to be quarterback, and that's making him angry, understandably, because he is a quarterback. But the reality of it is, I don't believe this kid's an NFL quarterback. I'm sorry, Dion, but I think that your kid would be way better off playing a different position where I assure you he will be far more successful than sitting on the end of the bench for a couple of years as a backup quarterback and going down as a draft bust. And that's what these teams, I think, are seeing. So they're not rolling out there and picking him. But
well, when you look at the majority of all of his throws in college, they're only 5 and 10 yards.
The reality of it is that you can be an escape artist. Patrick Mahomes is an escape artist. And I think that Shador Sanders has escape artist ability where when the rush is coming at you, you can get away from the rush and you can pass the ball. I just don't think that teams see him as a Patrick Mahomes. And I really think that what we should really be looking at here is that everybody says that Deion went and turned around Colorado. They haven't been any better than they were in the past. They had a run that when they were getting all the coverage and then it fell apart. And where were they last year? They're not even in the conversation.
Primetime gets pressed because he conjures it up. He knows how to do it. But the bottom line is the Colorado Buffaloes didn't do squat. And you know, it is what it is. Shador Sanders is not an NFL quarterback. That's just me. And if you don't like it, kiss my ass, because I've seen a lot of bust in my day, and he'll be a bust. I'd rather Deion Sanders, who's a friend of ours, I would rather see him go play cornerback in the NFL with his ability like his father and say, okay, if you need a third-string quarterback, I'm there.
Yeah.
But let me go play cornerback where I can actually play.
So wide receiver, cornerback, running back, a pass-catching running back out of the backfield – all things he could probably end up doing, but we'll have to see. Mouthing off's opinion is that he's not an NFL quarterback, because I agree with you, Eddie. All of the lists that you bring to me are jock sniffer lists. And except finally, I've been brought Eddie Mansfield's top 10 draft picks. And these are right from the man, mind
a guy
of Eddie.
Who knows his stuff.
All right, well, shoot them at me, Eddie. Let's hear what you got.
No, I want you to go through them.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I picked that guy.
Going number one to your Tennessee Titans, Travis Hunter.
Not mine.
Cornerback, wide receiver. He's going to have to pick one from the University of Colorado.
Why would you go waste a number one pick on Cam Ward when he's not proven? Now, if he's not careful, he's going to be a bust, just like Anthony Richardson was coming out of Florida with Indy. He's, you know, I don't care how many passes you threw in college. This is the NFL. They ain't going to let you run around like that.
He threw
him. Ask him, how are you going to run around like you did before? It's not going to happen.
He
now,
threw
I'm
those.
I'm going to go with Travis Hunter because he's bringing two-sport player to me. I can use him. I would start him as a cornerback and put him in on certain plays as a wide receiver. Absolutely, I would.
All right. So, number two, you've got Abdul Carter out of Penn State going to the Cleveland Browns, edge rusher.
Yes, absolutely. He's the guy in the draft. Now, if you want to prove to Miles Garrett that you really want to help the team, you get him some help on that defense. Because, hey, if you can hold them to 10, 15 points a game, your opponent with the Browns, they could win some games.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be a formidable defense with just that one addition. The Giants taking a defensive tackle and Mason Graham.
Oh, absolutely. What wins games?
Defense, baby.
Absolutely. That's what Bill Parcells did with the New York Giants. He built a great defense. And then your offense will come around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the right people there to have a good offense with Wilson. So, you know, get him some defense, keep the score down where he can stay in the game.
The New England Patriots take a tight end at 4, Tyler Warren.
Oh, the best tight end in the bunch, man. He's like a Brock. He's like the Brock kid that came out of Georgia last year.
Yeah.
He's that damn good. And, you know, Daniels, the OC with New England, he just loves that quarterback. And I told you how good he is with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Loves him. And what better? You know, New England, with his offense, he always had a great tight end that could catch that ball. Well, this kid can go get it.
Yeah. Yep. Tom Brady always had a tight end or two to catch balls. The Jaguars take an offensive tackle in Will Campbell. Eddie, if this is what they do, this is the smartest things that the Jacksonville Jaguars can do.
Well, if they were listening to my happy ass with AEW and the Jaguars, I'd get them a winning team in a hurry.
Well,
you gotta protect that multi-million-dollar quarterback you got back there, Lawrence. And because you haven't been fair to the guy ever since he got to Jacksonville. Get him a team, get him some help, and keep him safe and let him set up and throw the damn ball down the field, and let's win some games in Jacksonville.
The Raiders take Austin Jeanty, running back out of, is he Boise State?
Yeah, Boise State.
There you go.
Yeah. When you look at it, hey, perfect for the Raiders. Who was a running back that in Seattle? Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
They always had a good running back in Seattle. And he's one that fits in that offense. He can Geno Smith and turn around and hand it to him and phew, let's go. He's going to help the Raiders.
I think he's going to be a steal in this draft. The Jets take Armand Membu, offensive tackle out of Missouri.
Yeah, they need more than him.
They do.
But that's
a good start, though.
He's good. He is really good. And so, you know, they had a tendency to waste a lot of draft picks. Get somebody that can help you keep your quarterback safe.
All right, the Panthers take, I'm not even going to try, Tetaroa McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Can we just call him T? T McMillan.
Yeah, you know something? Panthers, idiots.
Yeah.
I just came out of Charlotte not long ago, and I've seen it. I mean, go get somebody that means something.
Yeah, well.
You know, you drafted a midget as a quarterback, and he's not worth a damn. And so go get you a real ball player.
Yeah.
That's the problem up there. They should be playing Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a lot better than that young kid.
All right, the Saints jump up and take Jackson Dart at quarterback. This is a great pick.
Yeah. Hey, if they do that, they're going to be locked in forever with that franchise. Because Carr, he's always hurt. You know, he's kind of like that star you talked about with the White Sox.
Yeah.
This guy, he's pulled more obliques than a 350-pound fat guy. It's like, come on.
The Bears will take Mike Green, an edge rusher, out of Marshall.
Oh, yeah. He'll fit perfect with the Bears.
They need defense.
Well, and they need a good edge rusher. And there's a lot of good edge rushers, believe it or not, in this draft. Who's it gonna be, Jabroni of the week? Well, the Jabronis of the week is very simple. The whole Duke basketball team. I mean, when you can only score 2 points in 10 and a half minutes, you deserve to get beat, and that's exactly what happened. They sat at home and watched the national championship, and Duke was the best team in the nation by far. And that's the way that story ended. Bad.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Paul Heyman is the wise man for sure. And I guarantee you that, you know, when you look at the way things are being done in the WWE, Seth Rollins is the biggest waste of TV time I've ever seen in professional wrestling in a long time. Just a waste of damn time. So he's going to do in a three-way with CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns, because they didn't want to beat Punk or Reigns. So Seth Rollins is going to get his ass beat in WrestleMania. And then they're going to say goodbye to him. They're going to release him, I guarantee you. And when I'm so glad to see Rhea Ripley back, and she looks healthy, and she's going to be in a three-way dance with Iona Sky and Bianca Belair. Now, Belair, I'm not crazy about. Sky is a Japanese wrestler, and she's very good. And Ripley can beat them both at one time. I'm just telling you, Rhea Ripley is a great athlete, and I hope she can stay healthy. Charlotte Flair versus Tiffany Stratton. I haven't seen a Flair shut up in my whole damn life until I saw the rerun of Tiffany Stratton telling Charlotte Flair. She got shook for some reason because they went off script, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, back in my day, we didn't need a damn script. If she just talk about me being 0-3 with my marriages, I'd have said, at least I'm 0-3. You minus 10. Nope, you don't even get in the door, you old stinky hoe. You know? I mean, I would have lit her up. but Charlotte Flair froze.
Yeah, well, being on the mic is very important in wrestling. You can't do that.
Charlotte Flair is one of the biggest pros in the world. And, you know, I think the world of her, but she froze. I've never seen her do that.
All right, there's
I just think that she got it got too personal with her.
The battle for greatness.
Cody Rhodes going to whip old John Cena's ass. That's what it looks like.
I can't imagine they're going to let him go
John
out like
Cena's that. John Cena's going to win the 17th time.
Yeah, it's I can't imagine they bill this as the battle for greatness and they make John Cena go out like that. But crazier things have happened. Listen, Eddie, great show. Appreciate you as always, but we got to run, so tell them goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.